Shire humming one of my favorite tunes. I'm about to see my good friend Bilbo, who's having his birthday soon. Ran into young Frodo when he tells me that I'm late. Wizards never late or early, he arrives when he means to. A disturber of the peace, the hobbits label me. And as I look around, I see dirty looks on the street. But we're very old friends, Bilbo Baggins from back end. Plus I love the little hobbits with their hairy little feet.
Gandalf the Grey, a guardian of Middle-earth, a wizard of magnificent power. With his staff and with his wisdom, he will guide the way. He's the best of the Maiar, join him and you'll be okay.
It's good to be back with old friends of mine after all this time. Smoking old Toby, lighting off fireworks. It's true, this will be a night to remember. It was during a speech when things got weird. Bilbo put on a ring and made him simply disappear. I met him at his house when he finally planned to leave. He left Frodo everything, even left his ring here. I'm getting bad vibes from this thing by the hour. I do a little research and learn it's the Ring of Power. I take Frodo and Sam and I send them on their way to meet at the Prancing Pony at the end of the day. But first I must meet with the head of my order, Saruman the Wise, much wiser, much older. I speak to Saruman about what's going on, and he's gone mad, wants to join Sauron. So I tried to match Isengard the best that I can. But he's a white wizard, took my staff with his hand. High above the land, at the mercy of this man. I'm at the tower's top, and I can't even stand. There is no hope he's going to kill me. But in the distance, I see a little bug flying. Luckily, I speak moth, they do errands for me. Good thing I'm friends with eagles, if you know what I mean.
Gandalf the Grey, a guardian of Middle-earth, a wizard of magnificent power. With his staff and with his wisdom, he will guide the way. He's the best of the Maiar, join him and you'll be okay.
I apologize to Frodo for being delayed as well. Lord Elrond concludes that the ring must be destroyed. We left with 9 companions and the fellowship was born. There was Boromir, Legolas, Gimli, and Aragorn. There was Merry, Pippin, Sam, and Frodo, and then me, of course. The path was rough, great valleys, high peaks. We had to take the mines of Moria underneath. It was there we were overrun with cave trolls and orcs. If it couldn't get worse, we awoke a Belrog. The bridge of Khazad Dûm said he shall not pass. I said, fly, you fools, and went after his ass. From the lowest damn dungeon to the highest damn peak, I defeated this thing using sword lightning. I felt life slip away as if it was my last day. But the Maiar sent me back, no longer Gandalf the Grey. A white wizard now, new beard, new staff. And I got to meet with Merry, Pippin, and Treebeard real fast. And I met with the boys and I called for Shadowfax. The Lord of all horses, now we're off to Rohan. It looks like King Theoden's not being himself. He needs some help, Saruman has him under an evil spell. Not an easy task, but I restored him to health. And I gave him his old sword, then he started doing well. 10,000 Uruk-hai headed this way. We'd meet at Helm's Deep, first light on the 5th day. With the riders of Rohirrim, I arrived to the east. And I led the full charge, and we slay those foul beasts. Well, I guess that the Ents defeated Saruman, and I'm just basing that on the thing that his body fell on. Then Pippin found the Saint Stone that showed him Sauron.